I'm not logging. Shit. Ah. Google. Hold on, Joey. Cooper, can you bring the lights down one more time? But to keep the show going. Keep the show going. Since we're not live yet.
Definitely not live yet.
Hold on.
Mics aren't live. Show's not live.
Hold on. Nothing. All right, bring the lights up. Whoa, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. I hope you had a great week. And have a great rest of the show, Joey. Thanks for hanging out, guys.
Thanks. That's a wrap on Andy, everybody.
Cool,
thank
Greg.
You, very much.
You did great, man. We had a great show today. This is Joey Noel next to me.
Hello.
You can follow her at Joey Noel. Kind of cool, Greg. Back there, hanging out, drinking some coffee, getting that caffeine in me. I am at Maximum Cortez. You can get all our podcasts at kindoffunny.com. Right?
That checks out.
It's a general area.
Yeah.
It's really hazy outside. There's some very scary fires happening everywhere around us.
Yeah, California is just burning everywhere.
Yeah, there's a fire north of us, and I still can't figure it out because it's... Here's my confusion here, Cool Greg. Wherever you Google where the fires are at, one of them says it's in this city, and this city's fire, and this city's fire. Let's just say, for example, Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. You go to CNN.com, it says Los Angeles fire.
Yeah.
North of us, it says Camp Fire. So Kevin said maybe there was an actual campfire, right?
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, kind of makes sense. But they keep capitalizing the letter C in camp as if, like, it's a city
that's
on
weird.
Fire. And it's near a city named Pulga, which is Spanish for flea. So you could take whatever info you want from that. Be safe, everybody out there. Somebody in our subreddit popped in and said
that they had to evacuate,
and they may lose their house, and that's very, very scary. And we hope everything goes okay for you all out there. So please be careful if you're anywhere near the fires. Evacuate and just get the fuck out. It's not worth it. Save yourself. Weird start of the show.
I know.
Weird start to the show.
It's gonna be a weird show today.
Yeah, it's gonna be a weird show. Thanks for joining us, guys. This is the morning show, Kind of Funny Morning Show. You can find us on YouTube.com/kindoffunny. Support us at patreon.com/kindoffunny. We go live every morning at 11 a.m. PT. Now, who knows if that'll change if the daylight savings time thing goes into effect.
We will never know. Had a lot of discussion yesterday about...
Very confusing.
...which thing people were voting for.
Very confusing.
See, here's the thing. I like when it's summer hours and it's like daylight super long,
yeah.
But I also don't want to have to deal with being on a different time schedule than everybody else. And I feel like that convenience takes precedence.
Okay, but like I said, be the change you want to see, Joey. Be the change you want to be, mm-hmm. and be the change you also want to see.
It's
the full quote.
Okay.
That's the full quote. A lot of people don't know. Because I feel like if we are the first state to do this...
No state's ever done this before.
No state has ever done this before.
Yeah.
If we are indeed the first state to do this, mm-hmm. everybody will follow suit because we would be the first. We would be the pioneers. And we will be the change we want to see and taste, mm-hmm. you know, and sleep.
Yeah.
And that could start a ripple effect across the nation. And that's what I'm hoping happens.
Okay.
Because I would like for it to be daylight all the time at nighttime. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like sort of how in Anchorage, Alaska...
Where there's like 20 hours of daylight.
Always daytime.
Yeah.
And that's what will happen here.
That'd be dope.
If this goes into effect, it's daytime for 6 months and it's nighttime for 6 months.
I'd be into it.
Yeah, it changes the whole orbital rotation of the Earth.
Man, I didn't know that propositions could do that.
Prop 9. Or what was it? We couldn't figure it out. Prop 5?
It's on my...
Prop 11?
Yeah.
Manifest Destiny. Thank you, Dark Knight. Exactly. You take the
Nailed
West,
it.
You take the best. Thanks for hanging out with us in chat, everybody. Leave your questions, comments, and concerns throughout the show. We will probably read them at the very, very end of the show. We read a few questions
read
from chat.
Chat. We will also read any questions, comments, and concerns for tips.
Yeah. So if you want to tip us, help put money in our pockets. It goes to our Red Bull addiction, but mostly it helps us pay rent, which is really cool to be able to do.
Love being able to pay rent.
Really, really cool to do. I read a really cool story how. Is it Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Alejandra or Alexandria?
I think it's Alexandria.
Alexandria, who was elected to the House for New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
She, Cool Greg, cannot...
Alexandria.
She cannot afford her place yet until she starts her job.
Yeah, she can't afford to move to D.C. from New York, right?
Yeah, she can't afford to move to D.C. until she starts her job. And then I saw a quote to you that was like, the best representation of millennials out there. Like,
it's so true.
Just the struggle with rent, you know what I mean? Student loans ruining everything.
The worst.
Cool, Greg. Let's bring up housekeeping.
The sounds for me?
Dude, yeah, sure. Housekeeping, you want me to drink you up? Is it going? I don't. We're not seeing it move. Fuck it.
Pretend you saw the housekeeping graphic.
Yeah, pretend you saw the housekeeping graphic. Where did the housekeeping go? It was there a while ago.
I got you.
Oh, cool, okay.
Tomorrow, 12:45 p.m., right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, we will be co-streaming the XO18 Xbox Live stream. Is that what they call it?
Show? What does the O mean?
I don't know.
Because it's just like the 2 in 2018 is being replaced by the X.
Maybe. That's definitely possible. I haven't looked into it.
Yeah, because I thought it was like Xbox.
Xbox All Access, I think is what I was trying to say.
But does All Access start with an O in their world?
Who knows? Do we see the same
thing? Let's look it up. Chat, let us know.
We will be streaming that. We'll do a 15-minute pre-show. Starts at 1. And by we, I mean Greg and Tim and the ladies from What's Good Games. We'll do a short post-show analysis after our E3 coverage. And then we will roll straight from that into the very exciting community streams for weekend 2 of Extra Life. So really, you could watch us on Twitch tomorrow for like a solid 12 hours.
It looks like a zero.
Oh, it's XZ. But it's so easier to say XO.
Sure, yeah, sure. But I just wanted to make sure that like it wasn't X and the actual letter O, because that would mean that the O would stand for something and we don't know what it stands for.
So, if you don't have plans tomorrow, you want to watch that, it'll be great. If not, we will be uploading all of that to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames afterwards. You can catch it later when it's convenient for you. And that's all we have right now for housekeeping.
That's the only housekeeping? Go watch Party Mode. How about that?
It's a really funny Party Mode this week.
Cool, Greg. Can you bring up Kind of Funny Vids on Twitter? Bring up a brand new hot link for us to see. And I will... what's the word where they talk to waste time?
Oh, not ramble.
No.
Vamp?
No. Like, you know, in court where they're like talking. So what's
that? I think it's pretty sure it's vamping.
Chat. No.
We'll just fill some time while we go ahead and do that.
No, it's not deliberate. It's not anti filibuster. There you go, reverse Corey. Thank you so much. Bring down scroll down a little bit, cool, Greg. Let's play that clip right there.
Too late to say filibuster?
Almost got it. Go watch Party Mode. Cool Greg pops up. Let's bring this video up.
I'm already dead.
Now, do we still have your dead... Oh, yeah, but your dead body is a fucking anchor.
Yes!
Look who brought the fucking cool juice. Cool Greg, everybody.
Cool Greg brings the juice, guys. This episode's ridiculous. Greg Miller, it should be the back of the box statement. The back of the box quote.
Yeah.
Where Greg Miller said, "We've played a lot of annoying games, and this is probably the best annoying game we've ever played."
It's true.
It's a lot of fun. It's only us three because Tim was out in Tokyo at this time. Mm-hmm. And it was perfect because I think it worked really well with this style of game. I think one extra person would have been too much confusion and frustration. It's a blast. Watch this episode. We had a lot of fun trying to get through these levels. Our characters are tied together, and it's a lot of fun. So check that one out.
It was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
I guess let's start the news, huh? There's not really much else to do.
I know. I feel like there's normally like a lot of stuff that we talk about in between, and today
I feel like we've just talked about a lot of stuff already. I think I'm just ready to get to the weekend. How is it almost the middle of November?
I don't know. I don't like how time works. It's really confusing.
I still have fond memories of New Year's 2016.
That was before you even lived here, right?
Yeah. That was like as I was prepping to move.
That's weird.
Or no, 2017, sorry. Wait.
Well, I guess it's technically New Year's Eve 2016 going into 2017.
Yes, that's what I meant. That's the one. But I feel like that just happened yesterday.
And now?
Where I was prepping to move and everybody was like, "Man, Andy, you're going to San Francisco, that's crazy. You're not going to be able to afford it." I was like, "I know, I'm stupid. I'm really dumb. Like, oh, it's going to cost you like $700 to go visit your family? It's like, yeah, that's crazy. What am I doing, you know?"
Did you just book Thanksgiving or Christmas tickets? Is this why?
Christmas, yes. And Thanksgiving as well.
Oh, man.
Pain in the ass. Absolute pain in the ass. Had a big confusion with my dad, where my dad was like, "Hey, How much is a ticket to come back home for Thanksgiving? Looked it up. To McAllen, Texas, it's always like $700-$800 because McAllen's an international airport. And he was like, well, how about Austin? I was like, oh, okay, we're going to do Thanksgiving in Austin then. Mm-hmm. We always have Thanksgiving in Austin. We've done that a bunch. Yeah. We have a bunch of uncles and aunts up there. So it was like $480, something like that. Mm-hmm. He was like, all right, well, get that shit booked. And I was like, all right, I'll go to Thanksgiving in Austin. And then I texted him yesterday. I was like, is Thanksgiving in Austin or in McAllen? And he was like, back home, McAllen. I was like, well, I booked tickets to Austin. He was like, oh, no. And it was just a big fucking misunderstanding.
Oh, is that why you were on the phone with Alaska?
Yes, it was very fucking frustrating. Can I get a refund? No, but we can put this money towards a flight in the future. So I got the money refunded and immediately put it toward. It's just a whole thing, Joey.
Yeah.
It's just a whole fucking thing, dude. It's just a whole thing. What's up, Cool Greg?
Are you going to play that Thanksgiving banger for your family?
It's possible. It's possible.
Good question.
I'm sure my grandparents will love the lyrics. Yeah.
I would love to get a copy to play for my family on Thanksgiving.
I think here's what's going to happen, Cool Greg. As soon as Christmas is starting up, we see Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. We see those numbers, you know, start boosting up. We need to put the song on YouTube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we need to start seeing how the songs do. SoundCloud, Spotify. We need to see. Maybe we can get it on Tidal, Cool Greg. You have a few connects.
Fucking go.
And let's see how the numbers start to trend when we start getting close to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I still need to record
Google
it.
Trends.
Yeah, I need to record it still. Fully record it.
Next week?
We can do it next week, yeah. Because today, Greg's recording something else. Yeah. So the studio time is kind of booked, if you will. Mm. But maybe I can book time next week.
Yeah.
See how much that'll cost me.
For sure.
Because I know Kevin has a very, very crazy rate.
Yeah.
So I just try to fit it all in one take, you know?
It's a lot, man.
I'll probably do two separate things. I'll do a guitar track on one, mm-hmm. and I'll do vocals on the other. Maybe some harmonies. All I want! You know what I mean? Kind of...
Yeah. Give it some depth.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I love it.
Thanksgiving banger after Thanksgiving banger. Exactly, not the Lysander. Exactly. You would pay at least $1 for a studio version. Well, I mean, $10, I'll just Venmo me and we'll see what happens. This fucking song has been in my head nonstop. My girlfriend hates me.
I was singing it before bed the other night. I was like, oh, this is the worst.
Yeah.
But also kind of the best.
I really don't.
Can you do a lullaby version for everybody with kids?
Ooh, maybe. Yeah. Have you seen those?
Yeah. Like Thrice and Brand New. And
yeah, there's a Coheed and Cambria album that's
called,
all like lullaby
Sparrow
style.
Sparrow Sleeps or something
it's
like that.
It's very cute. It's very adorable. Cool. All right, let's get into the news. News. Well, at least the video worked.
That's cool.
A little Updates. Fart sound. It looked like it was in slow motion, too. Yeah. Something's going on. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, man.
Joey, what did we put on the news?
The first thing was something that you added.
All right.
Deadpool PG-13 poster.
Yeah, let's bring that one up, Cool Greg.
Tell me about that.
So the PG-13 cut is ready to go. Comes out December 12th. And they're still putting Fred Savage in it.
It's amazing.
I love the whatever you call it. This story is by Joe Screbbles, by the way. And it says, well, they weren't lying about Fred Savage. And apparently they won't. They weren't. I can't even talk right now. Fred Savage, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and A Lovely Landscape all make an appearance. The new version will indeed feature Fred Savage reprising his role from The Princess Bride and rejigs the original gory, sweary plot as a bedtime story. The PG-13 version will also be getting a limited U.S. theater run from December 12th to 24th, with $1 from every ticket going to the temporarily renamed Fudge Cancer Charity.
That's amazing. I would love to go see this in theaters and just see what they do with it.
This is really cool because it's flipping what like a director's cut would be and just totally making it something else.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm really excited for. And I think I'm going to go see it because of this new framing now.
Mm-hmm.
If they just said, hey, we're putting out a different cut with a whatever additional scene, I'd be like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
But this is totally like flipping it all around and telling it to you in a different way. And I think that's really creative and cool of them to do.
I can't wait to hear the stories from people who just see this and don't and just think that it's like a Christmas movie completely.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee that'll happen. Like, I would not be surprised if, like, my parents or some, like, just saw this, like, oh, like, this looks like a Christmas, like, a good Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And then just went to it and were like, oh, that's not what I was expecting. Granted, the PG-13 versions, they might not be as, like, completely shocked.
I wonder if the humor works still with the curse words or the lack thereof. Because I know this weird this weird effect happened with me where there would be times where I laugh harder where words are bleeped out. And I, the main example I have is Family Guy. So back in the day when I would always watch Family Guy, back in the day, I probably still watch it, you know?
Yesterday.
But they bleep out, you know, the curse words, obviously, because it was on Fox and Adult Swim. But then I remember buying the DVDs, and suddenly they weren't bleeping out fuck or shit. And suddenly, it made the jokes less funny to me.
Interesting.
Like, it was weird to hear them say curse words, and I kind of didn't like it. It was bizarre. Like, I enjoyed the bleeping sort of restraining them and saying, like, hey, you know, you can't really do this on TV or whatever.
Isn't there, like, a late night show that does, like, censor, like, a bit where they censor things that aren't supposed to be censored?
Oh, yeah. But is that Kimmel? Fuck, I forgot
maybe
who that is.
One of them. But, yeah, I feel like that's very much in the same vein of, like, there is something that's funnier about it. I don't know, the fact that it's, like, taboo and it's not supposed to be said.
Homeboy, great point as well. South Park is way funnier bleeped out. I agree. And that's, I had the same problem with watching South Park, like, on, back in the day when South Park Studios existed.
Yeah.
Before Hulu bought, you know, before you could just watch it on SouthPark.com or whatever. South Park Studios had all the episodes and they had them, I believe, uncensored. Mm-hmm. And it was also less funny. Like, the comedic impact wasn't there for some reason. I don't know, it's weird. Oh, and it was Jimmy Kimmel. Thanks, guys.
Perfect. So, yeah, I think it's interesting, too, from, like, a perspective of, I think you're going to get more people that have already seen Deadpool to go back and see it than you would for just,
The hardcores will definitely go see it. Somebody in chat asked, is this part one or part two? I believe it's two. It's Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
The one that came out earlier this year. And still one of the weirder facts that I read was like, can you believe Black Panther came out this year?
Seriously, right?
That's unreal.
It seems like 2018's been like the longest.
I feel like
year
we did MCU in review like in 2013. It's crazy that we still did it this year.
Yeah.
That's really, really bizarre.
Almost a whole year ago.
Except for Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. Oh, yeah, I kind of agree with that, I guess. That was an experience. My aunt walked out of that movie. I'll just say my tia. Just get used to it, guys. My tia took my cousin and I when I would go visit them in Arkansas over the summer. And she knew that my cousin and I love South Park, and she was kind of like, oh, it's on Comedy Central, so they bleep out a lot of words, whatever. Yeah. And she took my cousin and I to go see it. We must have been like 10 or 11, maybe 12. And she, like maybe 30 minutes into the movie, was like, I don't want to watch this with him. You could say if you want, Andy, but I'm going to take him out into the lobby and we're just going to like hang out. And so like 10 minutes later, I was like, well, I don't want to be here alone, but, you know, so I left too. Very,
that's
very
awkward
bizarre
to be there like by yourself when you know that they're waiting outside.
Yeah, it's very like weird.
Counting down the time.
Very
get
weird.
Them, get out.
Was it I guess it was the Uncle Fucker song that was happening.
I've never really watched South Park.
Really?
I don't really like adult animated stuff. That's like never really been my thing.
South Park's glory days, I feel, were like 2004 to 2009, maybe. Mm-hmm. That was like, those were the keen years where their parody was just on point. The World of Warcraft episode, which won them an Emmy, I believe. My favorite episode of South Park. The anime episode is fantastic. That's where I feel like South Park really hit their stride in those years. And then they kind of lost me in the later 2000s, like, you know, 2013, 2014, where it was a little too parody-ish on current events, and I don't know, maybe it just wasn't as impactful for me. BoJack is so good, says Rebel Spirit.
Yeah.
I can't do BoJack. I don't like BoJack.
No, BoJack I've never been able to get into.
It got too real for me, BoJack.
Yeah.
Like, and I think I was talking to Elise about this, where she was like, I felt the same way until I watched season 4, and I was like, well,
That's a lot. I'm not going to watch push through 3 seasons of a show.
South Park's Imagination Land, very, very good as well. I'm enjoying South Park's new episodes with the long connected storylines. Yeah, it's a different way of doing it, and I wonder if that's just sort of like them wanting more like creative freedom to kind of tell stories in a different way where it's all sort of one overarching thing. I don't know when that started. I feel like that started when PC Principal sort of came onto the scene. South Park Pokemon episode is called, yeah, that's an old one. Shit, that's a real old one. Chin Pokemon is what it was called.
Are you keeping up with the new episodes?
I haven't watched in a long time. I haven't watched in like 2 years, maybe.
Was this year the one where they did the whole like cancel South Park?
Cancel Simpsons? Yeah. That was like 2 episodes ago.
Okay. Oh, really?
No, but wasn't this whole season of South Park like the whole campaign behind this season was cancel it? It was
really?
Like a joke.
I saw apparently that last night's episode was about Red Dead Redemption.
Oh.
So, we'll see. I feel like as good as those episodes are because they are so current, they're so mm-hmm. topical. Like when they, did you watch that short documentary they had where it was 8 days to air or 7 days to air,
mm-mm.
where they were going to make an episode about the Obama and Mitt Romney election.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a documentary showing them making the episodes leading up to that day and how they finished they work like all day and night and all week.
Yeah.
And they get the episode ready by like 4 a.m, 3, you know. It's fucking nuts.
Because, yeah, if you're trying to be topical, you have such a... You can't do a whole lot of pre-production until something happens.
And I think that they had two different endings of, like, whether Obama won or Romney won.
Yeah.
Very, very weird. Very insane. Yeah, the election episode is crazy. It's crunch, man. That is crunch, for sure. Bill Hader was in it because he was, like, co-writing with them. But I do notice that whenever I'm trying to write stuff, the more time I have to think about it, the better it can be, and I wonder if that's to the series' detriment where...
Because they're trying to push it out.
Yeah, you don't have time to sort of stew on it. It's the same way where someone insults you, and then you're in your car 2 hours later like, fuck, I should have said this. You know
totally,
what I mean?
Totally,
yeah.
Yeah, 1,000%.
You have more time to think about it. Let's go on to the next news story. Cool, Greg. What is this news story, Joey?
The next one?
Mm-hmm.
The next one that I have, there was a lot of news that came out yesterday. It's not this one, Cool Greg. It's the Disney one. So yesterday, a lot of news came out about the new Disney streaming service. They're calling it Disney Plus, I believe. So we've got a lot of information about that. Bob Iger did confirm that Tom Hiddleston will be playing Loki
Woo!
In his standalone series, which is very exciting. It'll be interesting because they haven't really said anything about what they're doing with these. So it'll be interesting to see if it ties into Avengers 4, like where they're going to go with these kinds of series, and same with Scarlet Witch. And then they also announced a couple other things. So they're doing, what is it? They announced their Star Wars stuff with it, which is exciting too.
Diego Luna's coming back to reprise Cassie and Andor.
Exactly.
I am super excited about that. Because the most important question, will K2SO come back? Alan Tudyk's character.
I didn't love that character.
What? He's the only thing that kept the movie afloat for me in like the first two acts.
And was something, I don't know what it is.
I love K2SO. I thought he was perfect. I think that, I remember watching the first two acts and being like, I don't know if I like this, but this K2SO guy is really good.
Yeah.
Alan Tudyk, of course.
Who's great, yeah.
Fantastic.
I love him. Yeah, so there's just a lot of exciting things.
I feel like that legitimizes it so much more to bring back the actual stars and to have real people come in.
I agree.
Kevin sort of pops out when he hears us talking shit about Rogue One.
I'm not talking shit about Rogue One. I actually really like Rogue One.
I actually came in to agree with Andy about K2SO being fucking
He's
dope.
Great.
Okay. He's so good.
K2SO's fantastic.
One of the best characters of all time.
So do you think that he'll come back to reprise his role with Diego Luna as Cassie
Why
Andor?
Wouldn't he? Are you excited for this?
Wait, I am.
No. Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah.
Are you not?
I'm super stoked to see
I'm
more
so
stories.
I'm so down on Star Wars. I know it's like old fucking treaded ground, but like, did not like Solo, didn't like...
I did not like
so
Solo.
So it's just like, do I want more Star Wars right now? Honestly, I don't. Do I think that this could be an interesting story? Maybe. His character was interesting, the like basically being a murderer
anti-hero.
For hire. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even call it like anti-hero. Like the guy was... doing some fucked up shit, like killing people on his own team because it was like the right move to get away with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting stuff. So I do feel like he's the most compelling character they could
I would
have
love to
out.
See more stories with him
but we
doing
also know
like
how,
crimes.
We know how it ends in the sense that
sure,
like
yeah.
no story has real
Kevin,
weight.
I know how we all end.
Well, and it's the same
Wait,
thing
how?
I think with Better Call Saul of like you know where that ends,
you're
but you're still
Godless?
Watching the show, right?
No, no one likes Better Call Saul.
You're fucking
That's not
nuts.
True.
Right,
You're
guys.
Fucking nuts.
It's a great
cool
show.
Greg.
Yo.
Better Call Saul, man. Cool
Are
Greg.
You excited? You're going to find out what happens to Jesse? Because, hey, any mystery is stupid.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. It is kind of weird, though, because they did ask Vince Gilligan at the end of Breaking Bad, what do you think happens to Jesse? And he was like, oh, he gets caught.
Yeah.
He was like, his fingerprints are all over the lab.
I mean, he might get caught, though. We'll he see. Might run away and then get caught by other, like, the same group and be kidnapped again.
What if it leads into the Need for Speed movie?
Fuck.
His car driving away?
Wow.
That's what I'm saying, Kev.
Anyways, Last Jedi sucks.
Hire me, Vince Gilligan.
Oh, my gosh.
I am super stoked to see more stories with Cassian Andor. I love the sort of cowboy and space vibe. That's why Cowboy Bebop just vibed with me so hard. Mm-hmm. I would love to see him do more heists and stealing
I'd
shit.
Yeah, I'd be into that.
And sort of whatever, you know, what other sort of gang members he has sort of crawling around with him in the dirty underbelly of space. I don't know, I think it'd be really cool.
Out of all the recent Star Wars movies, I think this is one that I'm the most excited for them to, like, expand on.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
Something that I thought was interesting about all the Marvel series is they're going to be produced under Marvel Studios and not Marvel Television, so it's all going to be under Kevin Feige and not under all of the, like, Netflix umbrella TV shows. So I think that's also going to give those... I feel like for both of these, it's giving them, like, another layer of legitimacy.
Oh, sure.
Not that the Netflix ones aren't good, but to have it tie into the whole universe...
So basically, Firefly says the indie boy. Yeah, dude, Firefly fucking is great. Firefly is awesome. One thing that I would like to see, I lost my train of thought, Joey. How about that?
It happens.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited that Tom Hiddleston's going to be back. It'll be interesting to see how he does as a leading character. He's always just kind of been.
Sure. Yeah. And who's going to be around him to be his side characters?
Like how that world will get built out. But
I do feel like with Diego Luna coming back, it reminds me a lot of doing the Star Wars Void VR experience at Disney,
which I want to do so
Disneyland,
badly
because Diego Luna is one of the characters in that, and that's what made it feel so real. It's like you go in there, he's like, "There's a rebel base that we have to go sneak into." You know, it's so fucking awesome, and he's just so good looking, dude.
He is very
got good hair. Great jawline.
Maybe they'll get Tom Hiddleston a better wig for these shows, too.
Maybe we'll just grow his hair out. Fuck it, Tom.
That's also true.
Grow it the hell out. I don't know if he can. I think he's losing his hair quite a bit up top.
Really?
In terms of, like, receding hairline.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Hey, man, Tom, I'm right there, brother. Forhims.com.
I'm excited for
Are there any other news stories coming up?
I think these were all of our news stories.
Cool, Greg. Hit us with all sorts of sports.
Oh, no.
There's no music, so I'm going to do the music. Out of breath.
Do you ever regret making it this long?
I just test my stamina. The fires outside aren't helping me. Can you get my asthma pump? Explosion. And the explosion gets sucked up. There we go. Thanks, Joey.
No problem.
Oof, that was a good one. Cool, can you bring up this graphic? The NBA City Edition jerseys have been revealed. And let me just say, Cool Greg, I am disgusted that the city of San Antonio does not bring back the Fiesta colors. For the love of fuck, quit giving us the camouflage pixelated camo. Give us the Fiesta colors, dude. That's what this
shit right here. Let's go.
That's pretty tight, right?
Yeah, so this one's the best by far.
You think that's the best one? Really?
Because the reference, what are these other references, man? This is yours? This is trash.
It's trash. I hate it.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, they've used the camo jersey before this whole city thing even started. The worst one by far, top right, Cleveland Cavaliers. Ooh. Get that shit out of my face.
What?
Horrible.
It was like Gatorade fucking.
Terrible. Good. Can you move the window?
I like that one
can you move
too.
The window a bit? Because we're covering the bottom too.
Yeah.
Or just make that smaller.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Fucking shit. Fucking damn it. Shit. There we go.
What exactly do the City Edition jerseys mean?
It's just a way to sell more merchandise, really.
Okay. It's just like a variant.
So what's really cool about
do they wear them in the game?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the OKC ones are really cool. Sort of bottom, second bottom row, third from the left, the blue one. So they had some Native Americans who have tribes around the Oklahoma City area, mm-hmm. and consulted with them on how the designs should be.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is really cool. The Miami Heat, though, one is still by far the best one.
Is that the 32?
No, it's third row middle.
Oh, the middle.
That's the their Vice City.
That's dope.
It's yeah. They so last year they had the white ones with the hot blue and neon pink, mm-hmm. and this one they're going black with the neon pink and blue.
What's the one in that so row far? All the way to the right? The 32.
Timberwolves, yeah, okay. T-Wolves.
I like
yeah.
that one too.
That was pretty cool. The Bucks one, weird.
Which one's that?
Bucks is weird. Yellow one,
oh,
far
yeah.
right.
No.
A little bit bizarre. A lot of yellows, orange, red, green. A lot of colors, man.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the Chicago Bulls one, I believe. The top right one from the, like, next to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
The
four stars.
Yeah.
Has the four stars on the flag. Pretty mm-hmm. neat. Rockets one. Rockets one, yeah. That's yeah. pretty cool. Reminds you a lot of Yao Ming era.
The Chinese New Year edition of the jersey, they sell like crazy.
I'm really?
Sure hmm. see those
I've never seen that, no.
Always, so
interesting.
I think this is a good reference because people are fucking with it.
Really cool. Very, very bottom left, the Rip City ones. The,
yeah,
yeah, Trailblazers, Portland Trailblazers, really neat. But again, I'm just so disappointed that the Spurs did not bring back the Fiesta colors. Cooler, can you Google Spurs
I was just
Fiesta
ask,
colors?
What exactly are the Fiesta colors for the?
It's the colors that they used back in the 90s, and back before they had the silver and black. It was
oh,
the whole link stayed there. So back in the day, they essentially had...
It's like the seafoam green.
Orange, seafoam, and pink.
That looks dope.
And I just want them to bring back these colors and implement them into the new stuff somehow.
That for sweatshirt, the, city. The black with the stripes,
yeah,
is hotness.
It's fucking awesome. And I want that just for the city edition. I'm not saying yeah. bring it back permanently.
Totally.
Oh, that'd be tight. But somehow bring it back for the city edition. San Antonio, get your shit straight, dude, okay? Get your shit straight.
Those are so cool.
Yeah,
those are so nice.
So a lot of fans forever have been making mock-ups of what possible uniforms could look like. So
yeah.
Make it happen. Make us happy. You know, they've been doing the camo stuff even before the City Edition stuff started. So it's kind of annoying that they keep going back to that well.
Yeah.
And just recycling that old idea.
That's
but anyway,
so cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. What else do we have in sports news, Cool Greg? Last night... The Steelers destroyed, I don't even know who they were playing, the Carolina Panthers. Just an all-out, just fucking demolishing performance.
Did you watch
performance.
The game?
I watched a lot of it on Twitch, yeah. A lot of it was on
were
Twitch.
Were you watching Tim?
Was I was not watching.
Watch
yeah,
game?
Tim the Tatman was watching it, but I was just watching it on its own. Ben
cool
Roethlisberger, five touchdowns. Tore it
do
up.
It, that they stream it on Twitch. That's dope.
Really neat and interesting, yeah. And you still get all the cool commercials, which is neat.
Mm.
52-21 was the score. Just
Holy
an overall,
crap.
Just an all-out shellacking. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Verb in a while? It's been a while, huh? Ben Roethlisberger, five touchdowns, zero interceptions, 328 yards passing.
Dang.
Just a great performance by Ben Roethlisberger. Cam Newton just
impressive.
Looked terrible. Looked really bad.
Ugh. Sorry to everybody who had Cam Newton for their fantasy team.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Andy,
what's up?
Last night I was watching. For some reason, I was watching that famous streamer PewDiePie. Do you know what I'm talking about?
PewDiePie, yeah.
PewDiePie, am I saying his name right?
PewDiePie. Yeah, PewDiePie. He's a big YouTuber.
But He wasn't playing video games. He was just talking about the news or something. I don't know. I'm not too familiar with him. But he had this. He ended his little skit with a bunch of times celebrities and mostly athletes tweeted out the message about a game or something, but they didn't actually read the tweet. So it'd be like. Tell him he has to tweet about Black Ops at least three times.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
That tweet?
That's great.
Hilarious.
Yeah, there was an athlete. I forgot who it was. This
so
happened
like
recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was... it's kind of like us when we read our ads, and I'll read, talk about your personal experience. It's like, oh, no, I'm not supposed to read that. Yeah, it was like... Tell him to tweet about Black Ops 4 and
yeah.
how much he enjoys it. And they'll just tweet
paste.
That up. Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. Yeah,
so
that
good.
Shit's really, really funny.
I love it.
All right, so that's enough for all sorts of sports.
We're going to cut you off.
This show's just flying by, Joey.
It's already 11:35.
This show is just flying by, let me tell you.
Which seems like a good time to talk about
our sponsors.
Thanks.
Loot Gaming is our first sponsor. Do you want to read the second sponsor, Joey?
I would love to.
Okay. Or how about you read Loot Gaming?
Okay.
I'll do Slack.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Loot Gaming is a monthly subscription box delivered direct to your door with exclusive pop culture collectibles, apparel, and gear. Loot Gaming curates and designs everything themselves. You can't find these items anywhere else. No matter what you geek out about, this is for you. We love the Metal Gear glass pint glass that we've been using on the show this week. And this Courage the Cowardly dog pin is Cool Greg's favorite.
Wow, that's really cool. Wait, hold on. Let me see.
We had to explain to Nick what Courage the Cowardly Dog really? Was yesterday, and he was very confused.
Come on, he should know.
Right? That's
he
what I said. It's not like
the show came out now. It came out like 15 years ago.
But 15 years ago, he was still like 70.
You're right.
It's kind of hard
to tell. Definitely right. Rest in peace, Nick.
I know. He just said he's dead. There's over 30 million crates sold. And the November crate has four incredible franchises, including God of War, Elder Scrolls, Kingdom Hearts, and Assassin's Creed.
Give me that God of War one.
Woo woo.
Want it.
And I'm sure that everyone in the office will be fighting over the Assassin's Creed stuff because everybody loves that game. Loot Crate Pack, $60 worth of value into each crate for less than $29 a month. You can't lose. They also offer 16 other awesome crates from our pop culture classic Loot Crate to some gaming favorites, including Fallout and Halo. Subscribe now and give yourself a little birthday present every month.
It's my Halo theme song, Jay.
Thank you. I feel like I like all like subscription boxes like Loot Crate because I don't get enough fun mail. It's always like bills or hey.
Dude, the only mail I get is
people renew your driver's license.
Trying to get me to buy their credit cards.
Oh yeah.
That's like, all I get.
No.
They're like, dude, this guy's credit is rocking. Let's get him to get our credit card.
Sucker him in, yeah.
Yeah.
This crate will sell out. You must order by this week to guarantee yours as it'll be gone soon. Get the best surprises each month from the largest geek and gaming subscription company, Geek Out in Style with Loot Crate. You're also automatically entered to win each month's Epic Drop, a special prize that looters can win just by being a looter. This month's Epic Drop includes a PlayStation 4 Pro and a God of War bundle.
Whoa.
Which is pretty dope.
Subscribe, I'll take a second PS4 Pro.
Right? Exactly. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter the code KFMS to save an exclusive 30% of your subscription. That was code KFMS at lootcrate.com/KFMS for 30% off your subscription.
That's more than 29%. What are you waiting for? That's their slogan. I don't know if you know. Our next sponsor, or our last sponsor, is Slack. Thanks to Slack for supporting Kinda Funny Morning Show. Slack is a collaboration hub for work, no matter what work you do. Teamwork on Slack happens in channels where your information and conversations are organized around projects, offices, and teams. I like that they say it's not even for work, because Greg and Jen have Slack just for their house.
Yeah.
And they use it like just on their own, like, hey, buy some eggs when you come home or whatever. Because everything you need to work is in one place, it's faster and easier to get things done. With channels, team members don't get left out and information does not get lost. Everything people need to get their work done is in the same easily searchable place, designed to support the way people like you naturally work together. Slack makes collaborating with your colleagues online as easy and efficient as face-to-face. The more Slack is used across a company, the more value it provides its tools and information shared by one department become accessible across departments, helping teams work together across locations, time zones, or job titles.
It's
with
great.
Slack. Oh, we love, I mean.
We have a shared channel with people that work on our website in Europe. We have one with people in Texas for Rooster Teeth.
I'm still connected to Rooster Teeth Slack, so I could talk to them about, like, whenever I have a question about me designing merch it's
stuff,
like, hey,
yeah.
What size should this be? How do I blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I love Slack. With Slack, the right people in your team are kept in the loop, and the information they need is always at their fingertips. Learn more at slack.com. Reduce emails and streamline your team's communication. Save time and improves productivity. It's easy and convenient. You can drag and drop files, file sharing that works all the time that you already use, like Jira, Salesforce, Zendesk, and Google Drive. I use Slack all the time. Whenever I'm making emotes, what I do is, like when Josh McCuga wanted his emote on the Extra Life stream, all I did was take a photo of him and I Slacked it to myself. So when I got to my computer, it was just there, ready for me to download and put into Photoshop.
Let's see those Josh McCuga emotes in the chat.
Are they still there? No, I only deleted the wheels.
Yeah.
With mobile apps for iOS and Android that sync seamlessly, you can always pick up where you left off no matter where you are. I also have a Slack channel that's called Things for Andy.
I found it not that long ago.
Because sometimes I have three things to design and two videos to edit and one thing to make. And
okay, don't forget about that layout thing that we.
So as long as it's like all there, I just kind of look at it. It's sort of like my checklist.
Mm-hmm.
Slack, where work happens. Learn more at slack.com. That's slack.com. Slack it. Gonna slack it. Now to me. It's the theme song I made for them. That's free of charge for you guys, Slack. Appreciate
wow.
it. Thanks for doing cool stuff, Slack. Seriously. We love your stuff. There's all the Josh McCuga emotes.
Love it. I'm going to hop into tips real quick.
Go for it.
DJ Kento said, I've been to a few cons with K2SO puppeteers and Lucasfilm people always stop and interview them. I think K2SO will be back, but won't be CGI. I think it'll be a puppet from the waist up. Here's hoping directors are as strong as Mandalorians.
That's true, because that's got to be a lot of budget going into K2SOs. Unless like they've streamlined it since the movie came out and sort of have a quicker way of rendering, because that's got to be a pain.
Yeah,
having him all over the show.
Panzer G2 gave us some cheers and said, according to Morning Show Law, with Nick not being here, I believe you're obligated to talk shit about him. Very good point.
Yeah, well, he's dead now, so...
Got him.
It sucks that Nick's not here.
Nabashin186 gave us a tip and said, wanted to shout out both OK Beast and Irrational Passions on their Extra Life streams tomorrow. If any best friends have time, be sure to stop by to show these boys and girls some love for the big, beautiful kids.
And let's get that number up there.
Yeah.
Donate to them. Let's keep that money going up there.
It's also tax deductible, I think, if you're a real adult and worry about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have a lot of people, both OK Beast, Irrational Passions, Kinda NYC, Penguin Von Penguin. There's like a million people that are doing Extra Life streams starting this weekend.
Yeah.
Come to twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames starting at 4 o'clock to watch all the hosts of them. Yay. That's it for tips for right now.
Yay. Thanks for the tips, guys. You can leave more. Don't be shy. Joel, it's time for the giveaway.
The giveaway? Oh, I almost forgot about that. Andy, can you tell us the four ways that you can win a giveaway?
You can be in Twitch chat right now with us on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. You can be a Twitch sub and not be here. So if you're still a sub to us, you can, go get food while the show plays in the background or whatever. Mm-hmm. You could be a $2 or above subscriber on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames or on patreon.com/kindoffunny.
Nailed it. Today's winner is a Twitch sub, Sam Bizzle. You've won Castlevania Requiem on PS4.
Whoa!
Very exciting.
Congratulations. Castlevania Requiem. And the code is P8F8. No, I'm kidding.
I was like, Andy, don't read it. That's the best. Do you want to get into some interneting?
DJ Kento says, oh my God, I'm a Patreon on both. Well, there you go, Kento. Whoa, Tiny Tim gifting 5 subs to the channel. Holy shit,
so
Tiny Tim. And Marty, JT Broussard, Goody Wutz, Roman Blood, Phoenix. Holy shit, Tiny Tim. Thank you for the 5 gifted subs. Very, very nice of you. Cool, Greg.
Yeah.
Let's get into the internet of the week, man. Is the sound going to go or do I have to sing it?
I
could sing it.
Yeah, you should probably do that.
All right. Well, do you have the...
Sorry, I didn't know there was any... That was a thing.
The graphic? Kevin didn't...
Actually, I asked Kevin.
I was hoping Kevin would have set it up for you.
These graphics say internet of the week.
Yeah, it's a different thing. It's like a file that's stored on the computer. That's what I asked Kevin about. No, what happened?
Sorry,
that's not on you, Colgan. Internet of the week. Internet of the week. Pew, pew. little kitties there. Graphic made by Corey Cudney. Yeah, so we have the video there on the computer, Cool Greg, but he just never uploaded it. What the hell is this? Why are we...
Internet of the week?
No.
I don't...
There's been 2 links that you guys apparently don't want. This one... We're not using either?
No, we're not using that.
Okay.
That one we want. It's that one.
No. Yeah, delete that bad boy. I think like the next 4 are good to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So these are our internet of the weeks, our favorite clips of the week. 11:45 emotes popping in. I love it.
So
let's bring this video up, Cool Greg. The dad of the year. Perfect save. Fantastic. That's a great clip right there.
It's amazing.
Let's bring up the next one. This one.
I haven't seen this one.
This one is just a story. It's just like a lot of different storylines happening, Joey, where you're just not sure which one's going to be the most impactful.
A lot of different things to look at.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So let's check this one out.
I'm excited. This is a security cam footage.
Security cam footage.
So there's no audio. Looks
so,
like
Should I narrate for the audio listeners? Sorry, audio listeners, you're just missing out.
Mom and kid opening a garage door with a code. There's another kid and a dog walking around. Oh my gosh! What the heck is going on?
Oh shit! It's so good. It's just so unexpected. I didn't know where to look. Like,
I was expecting something to happen with the dog.
I thought the dog was going to pull the kid on the stroller away, or, you know, who knows. That's a fantastic. I love that there's no audio. That's what makes it even all the more impactful.
Because, yeah, you can't hear anything. You're just like...
Yeah. You're just sort of watching a story unwind.
Oh,
it's really, really cool.
It's so good.
This clip made me laugh quite a bit. Let's bring this one up, Corey. This is from Red Dead Redemption 2. Great. Petting a dog in the game.
Look at that good dog.
He's not happy. His dog is just not happy with what's happening.
Excuse me. Why are you not petting me?
So fucking good.
Offended.
It's so good. And this one popped up on Twitter yesterday. Or it was probably from the day before, but I saw it yesterday. This made me laugh quite a bit as well.
Two dogs.
So this dog is just trying to walk.
Another dog.
We just have a lot of dog videos today, and it's kind of all I want, you know?
Oh my gosh, it's a dog walking another dog!
But then it just gets, like, the other dog's like, oh shit, get the fuck out. It just starts, like, trampling and it's not. Like, you see the look in the, okay, can you bring it back up quick, Grant? You see the look in the Labrador's eyes towards the, kind of as it gets confronted,
like, oh no,
right there, like, right there, you see the Labrador knowing, like, I'm about to get caught, I
and
have to get the fuck out.
And just dragging the other dog.
Yeah, I love it. I fucking love it.
It's so good.
I wish our videos weren't choppy, Jesus Christ. This is our stupid computer, man. Figure this shit out, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's our
internetting of the week.
Damn, those took 2 minutes? I thought they would at least take like 18 minutes.
They're short videos, man.
Short videos. Either way, let's get into the chat. Let's get into the 3 and 3. Cool Greg's walking up here.
Yeah, I want to show you something. I saw this last night. And I don't have cable, so people might be aware of this.
Can you bring it up on there? Can you Slack it to yourself?
I don't have Slack on my phone.
Oh, you don't have Slack on your phone? Is this real?
Yeah, I saw it last night.
At where? KFC?
Right here. Yeah, right by us.
KFC is introducing chicken and waffles.
That's
limited time only. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Good for KFC sort of broadening their horizons. I saw when Greg was in... Where was Greg recently? L.A.?
Yeah, for Walking Dead.
Yeah, where was he? He was eating chicken and waffles?
Yeah.
It wasn't Roscoe's.
But no.
It was somewhere. It looked delicious.
It looked really good.
Really, really good. Let's queue up your questions, comments, and concerns. We'll take 3 questions from the non-subs.
The normies.
The normies. And then 3 questions from the real cool people.
G.K. says, any nice plans for the weekend? We have 2.
No, I don't think so. We'll play a lot more Red Dead.
Yeah.
Continue with that. A lot of people are asking me, how are you feeling now about it? Here's the thing. I've always liked the game. I just think the game is very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Systems-wise and control-wise. You walk into a house, Joey, it's just like, I want to pick up this can, and it's like, let me move the controller left, and... No, let me get the can. No, let me... It's Red Dead. Trying to grab an object in the house, Kevin. It's great, though.
Hey, I'm going to ride over here. And, oh, no, that's a tree. It stopped me from riding
over
there.
Yeah, there's a log
and,
there.
And let me talk to this guy. Oh, my stupid fat fingers hit L2. Now the gun's out.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a fucking fight.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Yeah. Here's the problem I have with it.
I'm listening.
I never know when I have the weapon out or not. Like, sometimes I have it out, but I don't really know.
You don't realize
And
it.
So sometimes right trigger is aim weapon instead of...
Have a conversation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like left trigger is to focus the person. But sometimes... Right trigger. Either way, I shot a guy I was supposed to scare.
Yeah,
the problem is, I was in a bank and I was supposed to scare a guy, and I shot him in the fucking face on accident. When I was really,
I was really just trying to butterfly his face.
Because if you are, I was just trying to like aim at him.
Yeah,
you know. But I shot him in the head, and I felt really bad about it.
Yeah.
And so that's my problem. Anyway.
Here's one of the.
Please stop unequipping my weapons when I'm on the horse. Exactly, Thomas.
Yeah.
What? I don't know how to figure that out, Kevin.
It's hard. Man.
I never know. I get off the horse. It's like, let's go do this thing. I don't have my shotgun or my rifle.
But you watch him put it away.
But
like, there's moments where he, like, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, whoa, stop.
Just keep it out. Leave it on your back.
It's not realistic, man.
In the West, they wouldn't do that shit.
I don't know, man. Andy, pro tip. Shooting a gun is definitely one way to scare him to death. Very true. Very true. Andy, what do you think about the Bucks defeating the Warriors? Also, the sports ended already. Either way, I'm in
no
for
more
it.
Time.
I'm
no
all
more
here
time
for it. I'm all here for it. Leah, let's bring in some more questions. Andy, thoughts on Ashe, the new Overwatch character? I love her. I can't wait to fuck with her. Can't wait to fuck with her. She looks really cool.
I don't know anything about Overwatch.
Ah, Joy. Come on. Come on, Joy.
But so, I do think it would be fun for all of us to cosplay as Overwatch characters because they have really cool character designs.
Ashe is a new DPS character. Mm-hmm. She's got a really cool rifle. Mm-hmm. She's a Western girl, so it kind of fits with this whole Red Dead Redemption craze. She has really cool hair. I think she's awesome looking. I've been watching my boy Effect play. Effect is a DPS player for the Dallas
Fuel.
She has
really great eyeliner, I'm just going to say.
She's got great eyeliner, yeah.
Great eyeliner.
Yeah. I just want her and McCree to just fucking get it on, you know? I want to watch it. And I'm sure you can soon on your local Pornhub channel. Pornhub?
It's definitely a thing that's going to happen.
Andy, enjoy picking up the NFL skin tonight for Fortnite? I sure am. Getting my Dallas Cowboy skin.
I'm waiting for those Major League Baseball skins. I don't really care about football, so.
I have a Major League Baseball skin for Zenyatta in Overwatch.
Mm.
He's a pitcher. Looks really cool. His orbs that float around him are baseballs.
That does sound very cool.
Ching, 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 ching. Fucking love it. Dallas Cowboys suck. I know they do. Sucks. It really sucks.
It's not an insult. It's
they're
just
horrible.
Facts
yeah,
at this
they're
point.
They're terrible. You're not making fun of me. You're pointing out. You're pointing out what I've known for the last 20 years of my life.
Yeah.
Really, really, really tough. Bring back Romo. Tony, where you at, baby? Where you at, baby?
Load Last Checkpoint says, Joey, are you gonna play the Persona dancing games? Maybe, possibly. I do like rhythm games and I do like Persona, but we'll see.
Andy, while you edit party mode or videos for a long time, how do you avoid eye strain from the blue light? I like to leave the night mode on a lot on my PC, even if it's not nighttime.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because I notice myself getting headaches immediately.
Yeah.
And so I can't recommend you like gunners or anything because I've just never used them. I'm sure they work great though. Andy, you're going to play Tetris Effect. I am.
Me too. I'm very excited. Everyone says very good things about it.
What is a DPS player? Damage per second. Somebody who deals out a lot of damage. So your typical roles in like, I learned about these roles when I started playing Warcraft, World of Warcraft, where you have like your healer, you have your tank who could take a lot of hits, but doesn't really deal out a whole lot of damage. And then you have your DPS players who, you know, may have low health, but deal a fuck ton of damage.
Interesting.
And that's where the paradigm began for me in my gaming world. I didn't really have that. Sort of like, you know, when you play a game and now, like, the paradigm for rare weapons is, like, white, blue, green, blue, purple, gold.
Yeah.
We have that in Destiny. We have that in Fortnite now. I learned that, like, with Overwatch, or with World of Warcraft. That was, like, the first time I sort of experienced that.
Hmm. And
the
now
color
it's just,
system.
Like, a standard.
Yeah, I just feel like it's probably been a standard for a long time before World of Warcraft, but that was my first introduction to it.
Entry level into it. Someone asked if we care about Black Friday.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like just looking on the internet for stuff. I don't go out.
I would rather do Cyber Monday stuff than Black Friday of like you something would like it to go out and deal with like all of the Black Friday crowds, you'd kind of have to pay me to take items off of your hands. I just have no interest in dealing with like all of that side of it.
I went out one time on Black Friday. It was only one time because bear in mind, I worked at Best Buy for 6 years and Black Friday was always like hell time for me because Best Buy just opened earlier and earlier and earlier, progressively more and more and more. And so one of my shifts was, I think like 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day.
It sucks.
So we would eat lunch and then I would go to work at 5 p.m. where people were already lined up outside. And I would work from 5 until like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
No, not even. No. Like 5 until 7 in the morning or something like that. It was like a 12-hour shift. And then I would go home and sleep and wake up and just kind of like go back out and adventure in the world.
Yeah.
And I remember going back to Best Buy and buying my It was the Zelda Link Between Worlds Special Edition 3DS. And I was like, I was so stoked to buy that because they still had it in stock and I was really excited. But I remember working at Best Buy and a lot of coworkers trying to hide stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, don't do that.
You're not supposed to do that.
But save one for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I like looking at all the deals, but if I can buy it online, then that's totally clutch. Seems like all the crowds would be a little crazy.
That's when everything sort of calms down.
Yeah.
Did you see Josh Hart playing Fortnite with IGN yesterday? Oh, Low Last Checkpoint is talking to Lakers Head. Lakers Shed. I saw it online, yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people tagged us in it.
Yeah.
And I tweeted at him from the Kinda Funny account. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go get some shots up at whatever park. You know, let me know if you want to get a workout in. He didn't tweet back. I'm sure he didn't see it. He's probably busy.
Oh, man.
This is the first year you have Black Friday off price. Congratulations. I'll never forget the first year that I had Black Friday off. It was like the moment that I felt my career was taking a turn, where I had quit Best Buy earlier that year, and it was like, this is the first time I don't have to do this.
Yeah.
I could be with my family. I don't have to worry about leaving dinner or lunch or whatever. And I can go hang with my family and relax. And it was a huge moment for me.
Yeah.
It was very emotional.
Enigmatic says, Joey, you can buy it online and do in-store pickup with a million periods afterwards. I could.
But like, why would you want to leave?
I just don't care enough. Also, Thanksgiving's like one of the only times of the year that I get to hang out with like a specific part of my family. So I'd rather do that.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Who remembers when Black Friday was actually on Friday? I remember. I remember. That change happened while I was at Best Buy, and it sucked. A new CEO had started, and he was like, we need to compete against Amazon and all these websites, so we're going to start opening earlier and earlier, and suddenly we were working on Thanksgiving, and it fucking sucked. It was horrible.
Oh, Greedy Ear says, are you coming to England for the Spice Girls? Tickets on sale tomorrow. I am so excited about that. And I unfortunately cannot just come to England for a concert. Otherwise, I totally would, because that would be
super
dope.
Easy to do so.
But I'm a little bit sad that Posh isn't joining them.
Yeah, kind of weird. She's probably too cool.
She's the famous one?
She's
the one
married
who's
to David
married
Beckham.
To David Beckham, soccer player.
Originally it was Ginger Football. Spice that was too cool to be a Spice Girl, and now tables have turned.
Yeah. All right, well, I think that does it for us, Joey.
I think that's everything. I hear people
I didn't even think we went to sub-only mode, but that's fine.
But I feel like we read a decent amount of questions from subs.
Sure.
I think that's
how it works. Sure. Guys, that about does it for us. Thanks for tuning in to the Kinda Funny Morning Show. Mm-hmm. Watch us every weekday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Cool, Greg. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for doing a bang-up job on the board back there. You can follow him at Kinda Cool Greg. You can follow Joey at Joey Noel.
True.
You can follow me at Maximum Cortez. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Please be safe. Anybody near the fires, be careful. We love you. And your life is not worth your belongings. So please be safe. We love y'all.
Bye,
guys.